time to look at Money Matters. We've got new music for Shane Oliver, Chief Economist with AMP this morning. I've got to keep him on his toes, otherwise he'll get bored and just run away and do Sudoku all day. I have to keep him entertained. He's on the line now. Hello.
Good morning, Luke. Good choice there. I feared you might put up ABBA's Money, 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 which is one of their best songs.
I tell you what.
That would have annoyed me.
I tell you what. I'll put that on my list. We'll rotate some, okay? We'll rotate some. Interesting day in the Senate inquiry yesterday. The Senate inquiry into supermarket pricing. They threatened, or at least the chair threatened Woolworths boss, outgoing Woolworths boss, I should add, Brad Banducci, with contempt for failing to answer simple questions. Mr. Banducci was warned he could face 6 months in prison or a $5,000 fine and be held in contempt by the Senate committee. Now, we're talking about Senator Nick McKim, who I've spoken to on this program. Let's just have a little listen to what transpired in that committee meeting yesterday. It's interesting stuff. Listen to this, folks.
Mr. Banducci, further to the advice I gave you just prior to the break, which is that it is open to the Senate to hold the witness in contempt for refusing to answer a legitimate question. I also feel compelled to advise you that a person failing to comply with a lawful order of a committee may be found, as I've said, to be in contempt of the Senate, and that in accordance with Section 7 of the Parliamentary Privileges Act 1987, subject to a penalty of up to 6 months' imprisonment or a fine of not exceeding $5,000. I want to make sure you're aware of those matters before we proceed any further. So in the light of that advice, can I just ask you again whether you accept that return on equity is an accepted measure of assessing a company's profitability?
Senator, as I've said, the way we measure our performance and profitability is our return on investment and total shareholder return. I recognise that financial institutions might have different ways they do things, but that's not the way we do it. This is the way we measure it, and it's the right way to measure it in the context of the industry we operate in.
Last chance, Mr. Banducci. Do you accept that return on equity is an accepted measure of the financial profitability of a company?
Senator, we measure return on investment. We think that is the right way to measure profitability in the grocery sector. I'm not commenting on financial services. I'm commenting on the sector that I operate in.
All right, the hearing is suspended. The committee will have a short private meeting.
Oh, one last warning, Mr. Banducci. And as I say, warned he could face 6 months in prison or a $5,000 fine. Mr. Banducci, obviously refusing to answer the question, or did he answer it? And is it Senator Nick McKim who didn't understand the answer? But he was asked the same question a dozen times. And obviously the chair of the Senate committee was getting very, very frustrated. Shane Oliver, what was being asked, and was it answered sufficiently in your mind?
Well, I think there's both sides have a bit of a point here, to be honest with you. Return on equity is a standard measure to assess companies' profitability. So it's basically the return the company makes in a given year, its profitability divided by the value of shareholders' equity, the value of the shares in the company. But there are other measures, and of course, Banducci had pointed out, and it's up to him to do that. You know, Woolworths prefers to measure it another way, which is a broader measure, return on investments. Now, obviously, when you use the broader measure, you will get a lower number. And maybe that's why he wanted to do that, which is what Senator McKim later in the hearing alleged, that the return on equity is actually quite a lot higher than...
Oh, my eyes are glazing.
It will glaze over. So
my eyes are glazing. I mean, an argument about profit metrics in the Senate. Basically, I think what my listeners want to know is, Woolies guilty of price gouging? Are they going to pay farmers a fair price? And will we, the shoppers, get a better deal in our groceries? That's all we really want to know about. I don't want to know about profit metrics.
Well, that's why you could argue that the Senate hearing sort of went off the rails a little bit.
Yes.
The only way you could work all this out is to have an inquiry. And of course, there are several inquiries going on at present. I'm not in a position to answer whether they are or not. I tend to think that on balance, they're probably not, but I haven't looked at it closely. I think the real issue in Australia is that inflation got out of control because we pumped too much money into the economy at a time we didn't have enough supply. So you can't blame the banks anymore. You can blame ordinary workers for pushing up their wages, banks or businesses. So it's a difficult one, but I do think we got a bit lost in semantics. This is the sort of stuff, return on equity, return on investment. Oh, this is the sort of stuff please. That investment analysts get tangled up in when trying to make investments. There's no right or wrong answer. Some prefer one measure, some prefer other measures, but it all's very confusing and doesn't really get to the heart of the issue, which is the one you referred to, is there price gouging or not?
And one of the main issues that farmers tell me about, I have a lot of farmers that listen to me. I'll have a lot of people throughout regional Australia listening to the Night Shift. And one farmer rang me who was an orange grower. I think I've told you this story. And he was saying that one of his main sources of frustration is that he will grow oranges and like 20% of them may not be the right size for Woolies and Coles. And they just won't buy them. And he's got to plough them back into the ground. They're perfectly good oranges, but they don't suit the Coles and Woolies sight test. I would still... And he said, that's really frustrating. And then apparently, I get a response from cauliflower farmers and corn growers. And they all say the same thing. It's got to be the right colour and exactly the right size, even though it's... And the amount of waste, Shane Oliver, is criminal.
It's an interesting situation. I mean, Coles and Woolies would probably say, well, we've gone down this path because that's what the customer wants. They want good quality stuff to a particular standard. But I also agree, yes, there are issues of waste here. You used to go to the old fruit shop. Every suburb would have a fruit and veg shop and a butcher.
Yeah.
And you had a much bigger range there in terms of size of oranges. And, you know, if they went to the market that day and they only had small oranges or huge ones, then that's what they would get. So... there are issues around this. Woolworths and Coles probably do have answers to those questions. But by the same token, I admit that it is a bit of an issue there. And we do want to make sure that, A, we're not wasting food in Australia, and, B, that our farmers are getting a fair go. But at the same time, the end customer is also getting a good value for money in terms of the products they purchase.
Oh, God. My eyes, seriously, it was good sport. It was a bit of a cage fight. But is it going to get a result?
Well, that's what I sort of wonder. I, to be honest with you, I doubt it. I don't think you can resolve these things in a Senate inquiry. It's good politics, entertaining, all that sort of stuff. But I think ultimately you've really got to have independent inquiries into these sorts of things where required. But as I mentioned, you know, this has come up, I think, partly because of the broader issue with prices going up, farmers feeling hard done by, and there may be some valid reasons there. But it's also come up in the context of high inflation. And I don't think that we can blame Woolworths and Coles for high inflation. The issue is actually elsewhere. Too much money chasing too few goods.
Shane Oliver is with us, Chief Economist with AMP. What's happening with the markets today? What happened yesterday?
Well rough ride yesterday. Rough ride coming in from Wall Street. Interestingly, this didn't have much to do with what was going on between Iran and Israel. The US share market actually opened positively, but as the day wore on, they got some data in the US on retail sales, which was good news. It was actually strong, but investors worried that it was too strong and therefore the Fed may not cut interest rates. That then saw the gains that we had been seeing on the US share market turn to water and the market came down. US shares fell, and then of course saw our share market fall yesterday. We fell 140 points, 1.8%. And one day, now these things do happen. It was the second largest fall this year, index back to 7,612. So quite a hefty decline there. I think all sectors saw a decline of 1% or more. And of course, consumer stocks were the worst hit. They were hit down by 2.4%, all because of these fears that, you know, we may not see these interest rate cuts that we've been hanging out for. So obviously a bit of a rough ride there. Aussie dollar also pushed down back towards 64 US cents. And that's because, well, maybe if the Fed's going to keep interest rates higher for longer, then that's good for the US dollar, bad for the Aussie dollar. But yeah, bit of a rough ride. But I think you always got to put these falls in markets in context. We did have market around record highs just a few weeks ago. Similar story globally. It's quite normal to go through pullbacks every so often. No one likes them. because the value of their money in the share market goes down. But it is part and parcel of investing in shares. The price you pay for higher returns from shares and like housing, I guess, is a bit of volatility every so often. It's not like bank deposits where they don't move much, but you get much lower return on bank deposits.
All right, Shane Oliver, thank you so much for that. I read something online, it might have been something funny or witty on Facebook, but it was not a bad line. I thought I'd share it with you. It said, if you want to make money and save money, number one, buy shares in Woolworths. Two, shop at Aldi.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I thought you'd like that. You can.
I like that one. Okay. The problem is that given the price of petrol now, any saving I get by driving to Aldi, which is about 15, 20 minutes away, will be eaten up in the extra petrol I've got to pay.
Don't talk to me about it. You know what I just bought. So anyway, look, Shane, thank you very much, mate. Talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Luke. Take care.